And which side did they live on?
Well, they on both the sides. Because a little old town of Oquaka, Illinois, they loved that town. And then my dad later on lived at Burlington, Iowa, on the Iowa side. So he only had a third grade education. After the third grade, he quit school. And so my mother was highly educated. My father wasn't. But my father was a genius at mechanics. He could picture how a motor, any kind of a motor, almost worked. And he could put it together or fix it or fix something to work for.
So that was his profession here in Wyoming, in Casper, I guess?
Yes, but before that, let me tell you a little bit. He, if you have the time, he had a boat on the Mississippi River, and it was a motorboat. His father was an excellent repair carpenter, and he repaired boats for everybody on the Mississippi River. Well, he fixed Daddy's motorboat, so it was a little too long to be an ordinary boat, so he had a steamboat pilot's license to go up and down the Mississippi River. And he hauled passengers and things. And so the locks on the Mississippi River, if he blew his whistle, had to open for him. It irked them. They didn't appreciate that, but they had to.
Because of the length of his boat.
And so then one time they were dredging, and this was in 1911. My daddy was born August the 12th, 1888. And this was in 1911, and they were dredging cement out of the Mississippi River with a crane that had dubbed flat edges, and they'd keep picking up these pieces of concrete, and they'd slip away. So Daddy asked him if he could take it and have four teeth welded onto that on each side, and he did. He had four teeth welded onto these, and then they could grab that piece of cement. And he sold that patent to the United States government in 1911 for $1,100.
That's a lot of money then, too.
Molded to clamshell.
It was known as a clamshell.
You see, it's where they alternate like this.
And they still do use that today.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. Well, you have quite an illustrious family. what about your grandparents? First of all, I guess the ethnic ancestry of, on the maternal, and then ethnic ancestry on the paternal side. But maybe you could tell me where they were born and what sort of occupations your grandparents had also.
That's a good question. My mother's father was a traveling man. He was a hotel keeper.
John
Delray. And his name was John Delray. My mother's mother was Annie Jane, and the were well-to-do people. And she was the eldest of 13 children. And, of course, they're related to the Brits and I think Sam. I'm still running that one down. But anyway, so they came from more that type of people. My father's father was Andrew, and he was a farmer. He was a carpenter, excuse me.
Uh-huh. Oh, and they lived in?
My mother's people lived in Illinois, and my father's, my grandfather was from Illinois, too, sort of. Uh-huh. Although his father was up in Canada, and my great-grandfather was in the Civil War, and, of course, the Mexican War, uh-huh, when they fought down there, but